Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says any court challenge to the dismantling of the Māori Health Authority, Te Aka Whaora, won't stop the government meeting its 100-day targets. A bill to enact the change will be put before Parliament today. The Waitangi Tribunal says despite that, it will push on with this week's urgent hearing. Mr. Luxon says he's not concerned.
Look, there's litigation that happens all the time on a range of issues from a range of parties. But, you know, I'm telling you, we're here to get things done. We're going to move through our 100-day plan. Then we're going to move into a quarter two action plan, quarter three action plan, quarter four action plan. So that's what we're focused on right now, and this is just part of us getting that done.
The government has 14 days to complete the remaining 16 items on its 100 days plan of action. One of the claimants trying to stop the destruction of Te Aka Whaora says the government's attacks on Māori are attacks on the rights of all New Zealanders. Tūruki Health Chair Janice Kuka says bringing forward the introduction of legislation to today in a bid to stymie this week's Waitangi Tribunal hearing is the worst power play she has seen in 40 years working in health. The government has refused to tell the tribunal its alternate plan for Māori health and admitted it has not consulted iwi on its move.
What kind of environment are we in, a political environment, that the government is this punitive, that not only does it come after Māori, but it's trying to dismantle the very judicial processes they set up, leaving us with no political forums at all?
Janice Kuka says if the Waitangi Tribunal is ruled out, the battle just shifts to the High Court. A leading advocate for Māori and technology says the legacy of Māori Spectrum claim leader Graham Everton will live on. Mr. Everton, who picked up the Y776 claim on behalf of his late mother, Rangioho Everton, died last week, aged 60. His nehu was held in Levin at Ngā Tokowaru Marae. Emerging technologies ethicist Karaitiana Taiuru says Mr. Everton was an outspoken advocate for Māori to not only share in the technology that was unlocked by Crown decisions, but to look for innovative ways to use that to benefit their communities.
I think we just need to keep on fighting, being brave, being innovative, and grasp technology and stick to the fact that the Waitangi Tribunal have made numerous decisions in regards to digital technologies and data. And for us as Māori to realise that, you know, we do live in a new age of digital and data technologies, and we don't have to take a back seat anymore. We're at the stage now we can actually start steering that vehicle and empowering ourselves.
Karaitiana Taiuru. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!